Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It is a Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Ben Fredrickson has Ben Fred Fridays. That is up at the website. And now we visit our daily reports Monday through Friday with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And Derek, another day in spring training in the books. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. And Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 locations, all at Lou Fuse. We are St. Louis. Well, Derek, good morning. You had some interesting notes in the paper today concerning Marcell Ozuna. Let's jump into that. What did you take away with your conversation with Marcell?
Well, I thought it was interesting. You know, I had a chance to catch up with him Thursday morning there at Cool Today Park, new home of the Atlanta Braves. Not to be confused with Truist Park, which is their regular season home. But I had a chance to talk with him. He was good. You know, he was thoughtful. He reiterated his wish to have remained a Cardinal. It didn't seem like he had any hard feelings. He said he wasn't disappointed, but he was disappointed. But I thought I asked him, I said, would you have come back on a 1-year deal with the Cardinals? And he said, yes, if the money was right, but it wasn't. And I said, do you wish you would have taken the qualifying offer? And he said, if I knew then what I know now, I would have taken the qualifying offer, which I thought was interesting. You don't hear that too much from guys. He still remains close to some players. And, you know, they did circle back to the Cardinals to see if they would match the Braves' offer or at least do something in that neighborhood. And, you know, the Cardinals, just as we kind of talked about all along and as I tried to report all along, they just stayed on the periphery and they didn't engage when it came down to it. They valued the draft pick ahead of, you know, the salary at that point.
Do you feel that he regrets it?
I don't think so. I think he's thrilled to be in that lineup with a chance to make some real damage and get some real stats and play in that ballpark and, you know, to hit behind Freddie Freeman. I mean, he told me, like, he said, I'm going to see all kinds of action. And he was talking about having Freeman ahead of him and Acuna ahead of him and, you know, Albie somewhere in that lineup, maybe ahead of him, and Nick Markakis maybe behind him or ahead of him. I mean, there's going to be runners on base for him to have some fun. And at the end of the year, he won't have that pesky draft attached to him, and away he goes.
Absolutely. Did you sense that he was frustrated with what took place or at peace with it? Where do you think he is?
I think he wanted more attention from the Cardinals. I asked him if he knows why it didn't come. He said no, and I don't want to know why now. I think he just wishes there was more engagement with him when he was a Cardinal. You and I both know that his agent approached the Cardinals about an extension during the season, at least a couple of times, definitely in midseason, and then again at the end of the season, and did not hide that Marcell's wishes were to return there, but you know that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and the guy that may take his spot, or maybe somebody else's spot, is Dylan Carlson, and I'm not sure you could have a better start to camp. He has been on fire, hasn't he?
As of today, he hasn't been out since Tuesday, and that was a ground out was a force out. So he still was on base, I guess, but not safely. But since then, all he does is reach base. And against the Braves, a single and a 1-1 against Felix Hernandez, King Felix of Seattle fame, a 1-1 pitch, tags a line drive to center field for a 2-out single that then becomes a run because he goes first to third on a ground ball single, creates a run there, and it's the only run the Cardinals have. Comes up next time, plate appearance, switches around, goes to the right side because the Braves bring in a lefty, and he walks, then comes up again back to the left side and draws a walk then, works a full count, and then gets a walk. So he's been on base 5 consecutive plate appearances going back 2 games. That includes a double, a triple, a single, and 2 walks.
Does he have
so
the
not
inside?
Too shabby.
Yeah, it's not too shabby at all. Do you think he has the inside track right now in making this club? I know it's early, but just your impressions.
I mean, you know, it's a good question, Dan. I mean, he started off really hot last year. I want to temper the – he's played well. and I want nothing to take, you know, he's got a good ability. He's played really well in the field. He had another great play in right field against the Braves. He's doing all the things that he has to do to force the issue. He just has to also do it when these pitchers are at their best, you know, or at least close to the regular season.
And that means, yeah, later in spring is what you're talking about.
Yeah. When they're going six innings, seven innings, he's facing a, not seven innings, but when they're going six innings, five innings, and he's facing a starter twice, and that starter has a command, and that starter's not on fastball changeup day, and so on and so forth, you know, and then let's see. I mean, he had a hot start last spring and had a really good overall spring, but he did tail off towards the end. We can't forget that.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score five any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. In terms of Mike Shildt and where he's at with this camp, what are your impressions from Mike on what's transpiring? Not only with Dylan, but some of the others too.
Yeah, I think he's okay with camp. I think, you know, a game like the one against the Braves where they scratch one run and spend all day teasing, and it's not a whole lot of execution. I think those kind of games kind of, you know, nag on him a little bit. He'd like to see more execution, but he's pragmatic. He knows it's early. He also knows that he took a, you know, not an everyday team over, you know, to the other side of the state. So I think, you know, I think he's overall pleased. I think some of the things that the Cardinals have seen from a few pitchers has, you know, them going, okay, well, where do they get the work in? What do they do? Alex Reyes is an example. He's going to come back and pitch Friday against the Mets. So that's a quicker return. He's going to have a shorter outing. The Cardinals insist that doesn't remove him from the starter plan. That just gets him back out there because of the how few pitches he threw the last time out. So, you know, things like that. I mean, they're really trying to, you know, kind of, I guess, get him right on track and get him quicker to get on track.
As we wrap up the week, any concern with Matt Carpenter, his back, and also the elbow of Paul Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt is back and playing in the field and had no issues after his return. He went through the throwing progression to kind of build that strength, test it, and didn't have much of a problem, no soreness that lingered. Seems to have recovered fine. Haven't had a chance to ask him that directly, but they had somewhat of a day off there as the rest of the team went across the state. Matt Carpenter did not take the day off. He went in to probably prove a point, ran through sprints, did some workouts, told my colleague Rick Hummel that he would like to play today against the Mets. That's doubtful. They'll probably push him back. They're going to want to see him hit. They're going to want to see him go through the progression and maybe even force him to take another 2 days before he comes back.
In terms of Jack Flaherty, Dakota Hudson, yeah, they pitched yesterday. What did you think?
They were okay. Jack was Jack in the first inning, and then Jack tried some new things for Jack in the second inning, and that kind of caught up with him a little bit. You know, he had some deep counts, some interesting counts in the sense that, like, they weren't prolonging the counts by fouling him off. He was just falling behind. Like, he would fall behind 3-1, 3-0, then get back into the count by being Jack again and then try to experiment, and just led to a really long second inning, 28-pitch inning. Same kind of thing with Dakota Hudson. Second inning was, you know, he had a bloop and then a single, and he didn't walk anybody. Jack walked two people, was routinely behind in the count in the last eight batters he faced. You know, but both guys kind of just had their hiccups in the second inning, but overall we're okay. I think one thing that really stood out to me is Dakota Hudson struck out four batters.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to look for positives, and you know, he had his sinker going and got some swings and misses on that sinker, which is really what he can do with a power sinker, dial it down a little bit and get some swings and misses over it. It's going to take some work to do that, but that's a next level for him. You know, to swap out some of those walks with some strikeouts because of his pitch sequencing or because of how he plays off of the sinker, I think is kind of an evolution for him.
As we wrap up the week, I get that, you know, this question constantly. I know you do as well, but who has stood out for you in this camp thus far? It's early, but who stood out?
That's a good question. I think, Dylan Carlson comes to mind. Brad Miller comes to mind, just in the sneaky number of ways he can help a team. And, an okay game against the Braves, a really good game in that split squad game against the Nats. Just a real likable presence, too. I think he brings some grit, some seasoning, I guess, for lack of a better word, to the bench, as well as being left-handed and playing all over. I think Jairo Munoz has had a really strong start to the camp. I think Junior Fernandez has pitched very well. I think Genesis Cabrera probably has had the most impressive pitching outing that I've seen. So, those are some that have stood out to me. I'm sure there were others. Did I mention Zach Thompson? Zach Thompson's been quality.
I'd throw in Cody Whitley, too.
Yes. Cody Whitley pitched against the Braves. And you know what? He's got I like the look of him. I got a sense of that he's going to leave an impression that lingers and means a call-up in June when necessary, that kind of thing.
Derek, thanks. Have a great weekend. Again, the next telecast on Fox Sports Midwest is tomorrow at noon against the Nationals, and I'll see you at the ballpark. Thanks so much.
Against the world champion Nationals.
You better say that, because they're getting a little frustrated that, you know, Houston's gotten a lot of attention for a couple of things.
Yeah, they're the last of the clean champs, right?
That's the way I look at it.
That's what they claim, yeah. So Cool Today Park is, I would give it a strong A, very impressive. If this is the direction that Florida ballparks are going, Dan, for spring training, that's a good thing. The Cardinals were over there taking some cues from it, trying to get some inspiration.
The renovations in terms of what's going to happen to Roger Dean and the whole complex, when does that take place?
After the Cardinals leave for the 2021 season.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the current plan for groundbreaking.
Thanks, Derek.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over seven decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.